everybody did a tremendous job on this hour of the show. I mean, just terrific work. Great job. What am I saying? We haven't even done this hour yet. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. Our guest this hour is supermodel Hannah Davis. You know Hannah. She was the cover girl on Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue only a year ago. Remember that picture? Mm-hmm. And you remember the commercials that Hannah starred in last summer? Do you remember Hannah and her horse? Yes, everyone remembers those as well. She is also the future Mrs. Derek Jeter. They are engaged. And now Hannah is hosting a show on Lifetime, Project Runway Junior. We'll talk about the show. We'll talk about what it's like to be the cover model on Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. We'll talk about the engagement to Derek Jeter. And yes, we'll even talk about the horse. And then it will be this week's entertainment report. Christina is all worked up over the X-Files. That's right, folks. It's back. It was a little delayed coming on the air. A lot of people got screwed out of seeing some of it on their DVR because the NFC Championship ran late on Fox. What are you going to do? But Christina was all excited to watch The X-Files. Big fan of the show. David Duchovny is a friend of the program. He's been on and probably coming on again at some point. So she watched it, and it will be all X-Files all the time for the Entertainment Report. And then Brits. English people, they exercise, they go to the gym. It turns out, according to the Huffington Post, they're doing a lot more than just exercising at the gym. Mm-hmm. And then Adele, hello, you know, the most depressing songs in the history of the musical world. Well, Adele is back in the studio, believe it or not, working on her new album, and we have been able to secure the names of the singles she is working on. And if you are a fan of her morose, depressing music, you will not be disappointed. We start things off this hour with politicians who pat themselves on the back for doing the job before the job is done. We have seen this countless times before. The most egregious is President George W. Bush going to New Orleans in the midst of Hurricane Katrina. Great job, Brownie, Mike Brown, was that his name? Head of FEMA. Turns out you had people still trapped, drowning, and dying in their homes. But we're taking victory laps and we're slapping high fives. Also brings up the term mission accomplished, does it not? Anyway, we saw it again this week in a glaring way. The Northeast was crippled by this huge snowstorm that came in about 7 to 10 days ago. And so New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, as the flakes were still falling, is, your sanitation department is taking care of it. We were out there. We're doing the job. And I just want to thank all 96,000 sanitation workers who have walked away from their families today. He had to make triple time. And they're doing the job. And they're doing a great job of it. Turns out they didn't. New York City is comprised of 5 boroughs. Each borough is big enough to be its own independent city. And in at least 2 of those boroughs, they did a real crummy job. In Queens, and over in Staten Island, you had streets that even 3-4 days later were completely impassable because it looks as if no plow had ever come through. So people try to dig out their cars. It's densely populated, but they can't go anywhere because the cars won't move in the streets that are full of 2 feet of snow. So you can't go to work. The kids can't go to school. You can't get to the store. You can't get to the doctor. But you've got a mayor who's congratulating himself for a great job done. We saw another example of this right across the river. In New Jersey, Chris Christie, he wants to be president, and he made sure that whenever he had a press conference during the blizzard, he used the term my cabinet. Oh yeah, because he wants to seem presidential during a snowstorm. First of all, Chris Christie is polling at about 2% in Iowa and New Hampshire. This man has no chance of being president because Donald Trump essentially stole his act and can do it better. You're talking about Broadway as opposed to off-Broadway. You had flooding in Cape May County in New Jersey, which some people said was as bad as Superstorm Sandy. His response was, what do you want me to do about it? Get a mop? No, we want leadership. And we don't want people taking credit for jobs that are done when they are far from being finished. Stay with us. Hannah Davis is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What can a marshmallow teach you about big success?
In the famous marshmallow test, researchers placed a marshmallow in front of four-year-olds.
The researchers instructed them, "I have an errand to run, but when I get back, if you haven't eaten this marshmallow, I'll give you another one."
Some kids ate the marshmallow immediately. Others resisted.
They enjoyed two marshmallows. Years later, the researchers did a follow-up.
The kids who resisted were more competent and assertive. They coped with frustration and stress better, and they scored 210 points higher on their SAT exams.
What's the secret? Set a goal. Give yourself a treat when, and only when, you achieve it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving ability. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie.
Cool.
The other watched a movie about... math.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner. The people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.